bloody atonement needed for sin. Leviticus 17:11, for the life of the flesh is in the blood, and I have given it to you upon the altar to make an atonement for your souls, for it is the blood that maketh an atonement for the soul. It is the blood. It is a bloody gospel that saves. It is the death, the burial, and the resurrection, the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. But we can never leave off the blood of Christ. We can never leave that out. It was put there for a specific purpose, because blood had to be shed for sin. One need only look at the Old Covenant to see the importance of the blood. Without the shedding of blood, there is no remission of sins. It is hard for me to see how a Christian can miss the importance of the blood. Years ago, there was a swing left away from the old bloody gospel from a prominent preacher, and I believe the reason being a dangerous and needless overreach to answer the charismatic mania that had filled the evangelical world. For the life of the flesh is in the blood. So it took doctors many years to come to this conclusion. The Bible, being a book of life and science, taught us that men needed blood to live. When they bled men out to help their sickness, they actually were killing them. Washington being one of them, he was bled out and died. Why? Because the life is in the blood. If they would have read the Bible, they would see the life of the flesh is in the blood. So then we see the importance in the Old Testament of blood. For it is the blood that maketh atonement for the soul. That word atonement, it means expiation, satisfaction or reparation made by giving of an equivalent for an injury, or by doing or suffering that which is received in satisfaction for an offense or injury. The blood makes an atonement for the soul. The blood of the Old Testament was just a symbol or a type or a shadow of the blood of Christ. If you simply broke the animal's neck, that would not have made an atonement for the soul. In fact, with Christ, not a bone of him would be broken. So then how was the atonement made in the Old Testament? By blood. A blind bat can see that very clearly. For it is not possible that the blood of bulls and of goats should take away sins. Hebrews 9:12 tells us, neither by the blood of goats and calves, but by his own blood, he entered in once into the holy place, having obtained eternal redemption for us. For if the blood of bulls and of goats and the ashes of a heifer sprinkling the unclean sanctifieth to the purifying of the flesh, how much more shall the blood of Christ, who through the eternal Spirit offered himself without spot to God, purge your conscience from dead works to serve the living God? And for this cause, he is the mediator of the New Testament, that by means of death, for the redemption of the transgressions that were under the first testament, they which are called might receive the promise of eternal inheritance. So when we see the blood of the Lamb, we see Christ's blood shed, the Passover Lamb. He is the blood on the doorpost. The blood had to be shed. On the cross, his death must be specific to fulfill all righteousness. His blood must be shed. Not mere death, but by the bloody death of the cross. Then came the soldiers and brake the legs of the first and of the other which was crucified with him. But when they came to Jesus and saw that he was dead already, they brake not his legs, but one of the soldiers with a spear pierced his side, and forthwith came there out blood and water. And he that saw it bare record, and his record is true, and he knoweth that he said what he said, that he saith true, that ye might believe. For these things were done, that the scripture should be fulfilled, a bone of him shall not be broken. And again another scripture saith, they shall look on him whom they pierced. So then the blood is still important today. God records it for us, and God says this in Revelation, for all that will hear, and all of his children to hear this, and they overcame him by the blood of the Lamb, and by the word of their testimony, and they loved not their lives unto the death. It is a bloody gospel that saves, and it is the blood that overcomes, and we overcome by the blood of the Lamb. Amen and amen for the blood of Christ which was shed for my soul and for the sins of the whole world, but worketh effectual only in them that believe.